I invite the young children to come up and join me in the front. You guys can have a seat right here on the floor. Good morning. Hi, come on up, Reese. You want to come up, Caleb? You'll have to. Or you can stand right there if you want to. This morning, I pulled the font a little bit forward because we're going to do a baptism this morning. Can any of you tell me what a baptism is? Hayden. You sprinkle water over someone's head. And it washes away their sin. Really? Sin can be washed away by water? It's like, alright. Can you study up for this? Can someone study up for this? No, you've never been prepped? He's confirming it, he wasn't prepped for this. So it's like Jesus water. So we're going to sprinkle water on somebody. Anybody know who we're going to sprinkle water on for a baptism this morning? Josiah? Gwendolyn, that's right. My daughter's going to be baptized this morning. Once you're baptized, what does that mean? That wasn't true before. What does that mean? You're in God's family. That's right. So, I have filled this font up with water. Did you see me do that earlier? Alright? So, this water, if we're going to baptize Gwendolyn with water, after she's baptized with this water, it means she's in God's family, then what kind of water must this be? Holy water. Jesus water. So, that means this water is special? Why is this water special? What happens here? It'll give love to Gwendolyn. Okay? You don't know. You don't know. So if this water is special, then is it going to feel different if I spritz it on you? Are you ready? You got your hat on? Is it going to feel different?
No.
No? So what's special about the water then? Here's myself. So it's even, right? What's special about the water? It's a trick question. If once you know that, now answer it. What's special about the water? I told you it's a trick question.
It's because it has Jesus in it.
Because it has Jesus in it? I like his answer. Say it again. There's nothing different about this water. This water is totally normal. You know where it came from?
The sink.
The sink. Came out of the tap in the sink. That's right. So in case you were worried about getting river water on you, that's not what it is. Now, okay, so the water's totally normal. But if Gwendolyn, when she's baptized, we will know for sure that she's part of the family of God. If the water's not special, then it means something special must be showing up. What is that? God's love, even more specific than God's love. Now let me change the question. Instead of something special showing up, it must mean someone special is showing up in the baptism. Who might that be?
Jesus. Did
you study for this? Did someone tell you? This is your first time? Wow! Stick around, we'll go places. Jesus is going to show up at the baptism. Jesus' Spirit is going to be here in the baptism. And so even though the water is perfectly normal, it means that when Gwendolyn is baptized, the Jesus Spirit will claim her as a daughter of God. What's another name for Jesus Spirit? The Holy Spirit. Right. And the Holy Spirit is God. There you go. They're the Lord, right? So the Lord is going to show up personally at this baptism, and when the water is sprinkled on her head, and when Pastor Sophie, you'll be here in a few minutes, does the baptism, God is actually going to say, Gwendolyn, you are my child. Just like you all are children of God, and you are children of people. What do you call the people you're children of? Mother and father. Your parents, right? Just like you know on no uncertain terms that you belong in your household because you're the child of your parents. It also means, Gwendolyn, from this point onwards, we know for sure that she is a child of God. So the water is normal. God is special. God's going to show up and claim one this morning. So, watch for it later on in the worship service. Let me say a blessing for you, and then I will send you back to your seats. Are you ready? Cool. Let's do it. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come upon all of these little ones around me with your Holy Spirit. Bless them with your presence and your love and your grace, and bless them with faith, even before they can comprehend fully what that is, so that together as we grow in the Christian life, we may praise you fully. I ask this, depending upon the grace that makes us all children of the living God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you guys for coming up this morning. We have a nursery attendant this morning. That's you? Do we have any really young children who are going to the nursery this morning?
Yes.
You got one? Yes, we do. Two. Now, she's got to come back. And if they're capable, I would invite all the young children to come back for the baptism. So when you hear my sermon stopping, you can say, time to come back. My hymn is next.